Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
About 6 weeks ago, I kind of made, I started realizing our fantasy football, my fantasy football team in our fantasy football league was good but not great.
Okay.
And this was right around the time Joe Burrow got injured. And so I did a long play there and I took Joe onto my team and I put him on the IR.
Yeah.
I might be getting a little lucky here because it seems like not only is Joe Burrow going to be back for our playoffs, we still have 2 more weeks to go in the regular season. I desperately need a win.
Who's your quarterback?
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
He's been okay. No, he's been okay.
You're going to give up on Baker?
He gives me anywhere from 16 to 22 points a week. The problem is it's usually closer to like 17 or 18 points.
Been a rough go. He had a good game last weekend, though.
He did, and that was the one time I decided not to have him in the starting lineup.
You benched Baker.
I was going for Joe Flacco.
Some Baker bro you are.
I was going for Joe Flacco. Joe had just put up 30 points.
I'm a little disgusted with you right now.
And I'm a little disgusted with myself. I got my ass kicked. I put 70 points up against Daryl. But Joe Burrow, looks like he could play this weekend. Huge implications in our fantasy league. Huge implications, yeah. I guess, in the NFL or something.
I don't even know that it has huge implications in the NFL. I love the idea of him potentially coming back because I want to see him play football. Some of the takes out there are wild. I saw somebody on a national platform call him the Anthony Davis of the NFL now. And, I mean, we are going there.
It wasn't
there.
Me.
I didn't say it
to somebody.
I don't think it was you, at least. But we're definitely going there when it comes to Joe Burrow. The problem that the Bengals have is that it's just
they're not good.
Well, the defense just stinks so much, and there's just no overcoming that. But look at their schedule, Nick. Patriots, Ravens, Bills, Ravens. That is good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
You can beat every one of those teams.
That is good morning, good afternoon,
and good night. You can beat every one of those teams.
As a 3-win team, they have to win out in order to have a whisper of a conversation about them hitting the postseason. Patriots, Ravens, Bills, Ravens.
They're only 3 games back.
That is tough.
From a playoff spot in the AFC.
They're 3 games back
with seven games to go. Yeah. So if you just go 6-1 and everybody, I don't do math, but if everybody else just doesn't go 6-1, you're telling me there's a chance.
Do I need to read the next 4 games for you again?
You're putting too much stock in the Ravens. They're booty cheeks. We saw it this last weekend. The Browns held them close. Come on now.
What are they on, a 4-game winning streak now?
Yeah, I don't know. Beat a bunch of bad teams.
Well, their defense hasn't allowed 20 points in a game in that 4-game stretch.
And they played the Browns offense.
And Lamar Jackson is back. He's back cooking.
I didn't see him cooking on Sunday.
No, he looked awful on Sunday. Cooked. He did look awful on Sunday.
So I'm getting cooked, but I don't see him cooking.
I think he was preserving himself.
I think it's going to be really funny if Joe Burrow comes back, rushes back from this toe injury, and in 7 games they go like 3-4.
I don't even know that he should rush back. I
think he should.
I like the idea that he is, you know where this is going. He's going to get beat up again like a pinata back there.
Yeah, no, but I need him to put up like I need him for like 500 yards up a game.
For a season that is absolutely spent. I don't know what happens with Joe Burrow in like for the next 5 years or so. But I do find it interesting to find out what the Bengals do in the short term. They're not giving up on him. You shouldn't give up on him. He's very, very injured.
I think they should be more worried about him giving up on them than them giving up on him. If that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. I think that is one of the concerns they have. So he just wants a new, fresh start. What team is he looking to go to?
I mean, if you're Joe Burrow, you think anybody would be better than Cincinnati,
What teams are doing quarterback swaps We talk couple swaps all the time on this show.
We talk about it all the time.
I feel like. Anytime someone says swap, we're bringing up an ABC show from 20 years ago.
I could see him wanting to go to San Francisco and play for Kyle Shanahan.
All right, so wait, let's go through these teams that immediately dumps their quarterback and throws him away to the trash bin and says, we're done with you. We want Joe Burrow instead. As injured as Joe Burrow has been, I agree with you on San Francisco.
Miami.
I agree with you on Miami. I think McDaniel and Burrow would be, that'd be too enticing for him to give up.
Houston. CJ Stroud
CJ's had a hard season, but I don't think they do that.
Oh, I think they do it without even thinking about it.
I need more time on that one. Because it's the type of trade that really can sink a franchise if Joe Burrow is just an injured player.
Ready for it?
If he is Anthony Davis of the NFL, this sinks your franchise.
You're not going to like this one. Philadelphia.
Oh, no, I like this one. I'm not as beholden to Jalen Hurts as you are.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I love that take from you. In a swap where Jalen Hurts goes to Cincinnati, essentially, is what this turns out to be, or Jalen Hurts goes wherever, it doesn't matter, and they end up getting the Eagles, is a shakeup that the NFL is... I like chaos. That's chaos of the highest order.
Green Bay?
They don't do it with Jordan Love.
Oh, I think they do.
I don't think they do.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't think they do. I wouldn't. I'll tell you that right
Detroit,
now. I wouldn't.
JK, LOL. That's everybody else is an absolute
yes. There's a lot more teams than we can name than not name. All right. Well, I mean.
Did I miss any teams there?
No, because you gotta thread thread the needle of needs a quarterback. And all. You know what it is? It's the Rams whenever Stafford gives up.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point. What about the Ravens? Would the Ravens right now trade Lamar straight up for Joe Burrow?
No.
Why'd you say it like that? That was very... I don't like the way you said that.
I'm sorry. I thought it was an offensive question almost.
Why? Why would it be an offensive question? Lamar hasn't won a damn thing in Baltimore.
Other than two MVPs.
Okay, Mr. Coach of the Year.
No, those are real accomplishments. The two MVPs are real accomplishments.
So No. That's still voted on.
You just read in the AFC title game.
If you asked everybody in the NFL, who would you rather have at quarterback, Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson?
But we have to split. Well, all right, but we have to put the health concerns into all of this.
Lamar also has health concerns.
I know he does, but like the health part of this has to matter. I think it's closer to a wash, and when it becomes closer to a wash, nobody ends up doing it.
216-474-0092.
This is Burrow making the move here.
Yes.
This is Burrow saying, I'm done with you, Bengals. I need to find something better.
Did he say that
better.
Exact same way? I'm done with you, Bengals. What murder? He's a great guy.
I'm done with you, Bengals. He doesn't even call anyone up. He just announces it from his house.
Or he calls.
Screams off his balcony.
He calls everybody in the organization out in front of Paul Brown Stadium, and he's got a microphone. He goes, "I'm done." It's the opposite of Leo in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Instead of I'm not bleeping leaving. He's like, I'm bleeping leaving. I'm done with you, Bengals. It's like Bull after a bad season. I'm done with your Bengals.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He could do a better poll, but that wasn't bad.
I got really nowhere to go.
I do Adam's reaction to Joe Burrow saying he's done with the Bengals.
What are you talking about? What? I think that was worse than the last one.
We'll work on it.
Joe's done with the Bengals. I'm done with the Bengals too.
Yeah, it was bad.
All All right, did we move in the right direction there?
Yeah, close enough.
Close enough. Yeah, the vote of confidence there. What teams would straight up trade for Joe Burrow? But not the easy ones. The Browns, no duh. But we're talking about, like, would the Bengals and Ravens take a part of the fact they play each other twice a season? Would that be an equitable swap there, Lamar for Joe Burrow? Now we're going to head out to the fan hotline here because it's Thursday at 6:30. It's time for one of our favorite guests.
It's time to put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
And it is time for Cash Lovett.
Hate it.
Right now, Cash, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are y'all doing tonight?
Doing all right. I guess we'll start there. In a potential trade of injury-prone AFC North quarterbacks, who says no in a Joe Burrow for Lamar Jackson trade?
The Ravens immediately. 0% chance they make that trade.
I don't believe you.
All right, what teams do make that trade? Did the Eagles make that trade?
I think the Eagles really might, just because they have the wide receivers that can help Joe Burrow and kind of switch their offense. Like, the Ravens' entire offense is built around Lamar Jackson. Right. Doesn't make sense.
Do the Texans trade C.J. Stroud for Joe Burrow?
I don't know what C.J.'s contract is. I think as soon as you get into, like, that realm, the Texans might say no, just because they might be able to get C.J. at a discount.
I hate contract talk. That being said, let's get to your picks, buddy. Bills at Texans. How are we feeling about this one?
You know, it's another Thursday night. Teams got to travel far distance, so there's nothing that we love more than playing unders. This was actually moved from 43.5 to 44.5. The Bills have the 26th-ranked rush defense. Oddly enough, the Texans still can't really run the ball, but you got Davis Mills. You're going to continue to try. This clock is going to be running nonstop. Nice and easy under 44.5.
All right, let's go to the college game. What is it that you see in a Hawaii and UNLV?
We see a lot of points and a lot of fun. I wish that UNLV still had the giant slot machine that they could pull after touchdowns, but the NCAA said no fun. But the cool thing is UNLV has literally the worst defense in the Mountain West. They're giving up 264 pass yards a game. Timmy Chang has this team humming like when he was the quarterback there. 302 passing yards a game. They are underdogs. They had a bye week. No worries about traveling to the mainland. Hawaii +3.
All right. Now, we do have a battle of top 25 teams. Mizzou going on the road at OU. How do you feel about this game?
It is going to be a battle of the defenses. For as much as we've talked about and heard about how great Oklahoma's defense is, Missouri actually has a top 20 rush defense and top 20 pass defense. They have one of the best running backs in the country, arguably the best running back in the SEC. I think he's going to be able to break a couple big plays in Amon Hardy, and Missouri covers that 7.5.
All right. I want
a little bit of upset alert.
Upset alert? Go ahead.
No, just I think Missouri can actually win this game outright. We're going to keep it nice and easy, just take the 7.5 and enjoy a nice defensive slugfest. AFC North game, if you will.
All right, let me take you to a classic Big Ten matchup. You know, I think Big Ten, I think USC and Oregon. What do we got here?
Yeah, how could you not? I mean, played in the Rose Bowl plenty of times. And you know, nice West Coast time for our Big Ten matchup. Oregon, I'm going to be leaning on their defense again, as they have the best pass defense in the entire country. Mekhi Lemon, I think, is going to have a little bit of trouble getting open. Jordan Maiva is going to struggle when he throws that ball up for the receivers to make a great play. Oregon's going to cover the 9.5 as USC in Big Ten play is 2-5 against the spread.
All right, we will get to the big game everyone wants to talk about here on this station, but I guess we'll start with, what are your expectations for Shedeur Sanders in his NFL starting debut on Sunday against the Raiders?
Better than 4-16, but maybe not much better, as he had 18 dropbacks in that game and only 20 positive yards. That seems almost impossible. And if we include his last game against the Rams in the preseason, that's 31 dropbacks for -7 yards.
Cash, are you a Shahader or are you a supporter?
You don't sound like a supporter, I'll tell you that much.
Believe it or not, I'm a supporter. I thought he was going to be the perfect quarterback for the Browns and Stefanski, be able to make the quick decision to get everything going. And I don't know if it's just the receivers or him bringing some of those bad decisions of holding on to the ball too long from college. But I don't see it this week. I think if we give him the rest of the season, it'll all kind of fall into place. But when you're saying, I need a lot of things to go right for me to play my absolute best, you know, I just haven't had the reps of throwing to these receivers. So I think we need to give him that, but we're not going to see it this week.
All right. Browns at Raiders, what do you got?
Everything in me wanted to come in and say Browns money line, Browns plus four. The Browns have the best unit in this game by far in their defense. But the more I looked into it, first off, we have the biggest stat. Rookie quarterbacks for the Browns, 0-17. It's a rough one to get past. Then we have the Browns defense on the road is absolutely atrocious. They are 5-17 against the spread on the road. None of it makes sense. Raiders minus four.
All right, Cash. Love it.
Hate it.
See you next week, buddy.
Bye, Cash.
See y'all next week.
Cash. Love it.
Hate it.
Put it on the line with Cash Love It. Sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
I just feel like you kind of said he was a supporter there.
I didn't love it at all. Hated it.
We love Cash.
Yeah, I love Cash. But that was
love it.
I did not love that lack of confidence.
Though. Cash supporter? Hate it.
Yeah, no, that's not. He's not a supporter.
In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.